This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين ولا عدوان إلا على الظالمين وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له إله الأولين والآخرين وأشهد أن نبينا محمدا عبده ورسوله المصطفى الأمين اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على عبدك ورسولك محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين أما بعد. Welcome to another episode of our tafsir page by page, and inshallah ta'ala today we are on page 101, which is the final page of the fifth juz, Surah An-Nisa. In the previous episode, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned to us a number of verses pertaining to the hypocrites and the harm that they do and the way that they try to undermine Islam and the Muslims, and also the punishment that Allah Azza wa Jal has prepared for them. And it is on that similar topic that Allah Azza wa Jal continues and that we speak about today also. In verse 142, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continues with the description of the hypocrites and says, سبحانه وتعالى أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم إن المنافقين يخادعون الله وهو خادعهم وإذا قاموا إلى الصلاة قاموا كسالى يراءون الناس ولا يذكرون الله إلا قليلا. The hypocrites try to deceive Allah, but it is He who causes them to be deceived. When they stand up to pray, they do so sluggishly, showing off in front of people, and remember Allah only a little. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about one of the realities and the characteristics and attributes of the people of hypocrisy. And as we've said before, hypocrisy is when someone openly or apparently shows Islam, but internally and within, they disbelieve. So they're showing a front to people, but in reality they are people who don't accept Islam or don't believe in Allah Azza wa Jal. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that they, by doing so, these people who have this type of trait and characteristic, they think that they are deceiving Allah, deceiving the Muslims, that they are tricking Allah Azza wa Jal. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, but the reality is that they are the ones who are being deceived. And we've said previously that these types of characteristics, when they are mentioned in the Quran concerning Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, of deception or deceit or whatever it may be, or planning and scheming, they are only done in retaliation to the actions of certain people or certain creations of Allah Azza wa Jal. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself doesn't deceive, and he doesn't scheme, and he doesn't plot. That is not something which is befitting for Allah Azza wa Jal in a general context, but it is befitting for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the context of what is being mentioned here, for example. And that is when people think that they can overcome Allah, that they can plot against Allah, that they can deceive Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah Azza wa Jal is saying that in reality all that they're doing is being the cause of their own, or being the result of their own deception. They are the ones that are being deceived. They are the ones that are being being out schemed and out plotted. And so Allah Azza wa Jal mentions these attributes of His subhanahu wa ta'ala in retaliation or in response to the actions of some of His creation. And so therefore it is not befitting that we say about Allah Azza wa Jal or mention these attributes generally, like the way that we mention other attributes, that Allah is merciful, Allah is kind, Allah is generous, subhanahu wa ta'ala. We don't say that Allah Azza wa Jal likewise is someone who deceives, likewise is one who plots and schemes, for example. No. But when it is in retaliation or in response, then it becomes an attribute of perfection. Why? Because otherwise it would show weakness, that Allah Azza wa Jal is weak, that there are people who can deceive Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that there are people who can scheme against Allah Azza wa Jal, and Allah wouldn't be aware. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in that way wouldn't be aware. And that is not befitting for our Lord and Creator subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rather, Allah Azza wa Jal, from His pure and complete perfection, is that if someone tries to harm or thinks that they can harm Allah Azza wa Jal, in reality Allah Azza wa Jal will turn their plot upon its head and they will be the ones who will be deceived. And that is why every single time people try to undermine Islam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala finds a way for it to be supreme. And that's something which we've seen throughout history, especially in the time of the Prophet ﷺ, countless examples of how the hypocrites tried to undermine the Muslims in Islam, and how Allah Azza wa Jalla turned the tables upon them. And from that, their attempt at deception, and how Allah Azza wa Jalla will turn that against them, is what they will do on Yawm al-Qiyamah. Because they will think that on Yawm al-Qiyamah, once all of the different nations and all of the disbelievers have been taken away, and only the Muslims and believers remain, and they remain with them, they will think that they have again outmaneuvered everyone, outthought everyone. That Allah Azza wa Jalla only knows their reality, and because they pretended to be Muslims, that's how they're going to be judged. And that is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions to us elsewhere in the Quran, that when they will have to walk on that bridge, and they will need light that they themselves have none of, because they don't have any iman, and that light is, according to a person's level of iman, they will want the light of others around them. انظرونا نقتبس من نوركم, they will say. Wait for us, let us take and benefit from your light. It will be said to them to go back and to wait, and to find their own light. And that is when they will realize that they will have no light. So therefore they cannot traverse that bridge. Therefore they cannot reach the other side, and what is upon the other side is Jannah. And that is when they will fall into the fire. And that is why Allah Azza wa Jalla says that everything that they do under the name of Islam or the guise of Islam is always done half-heartedly. It is always done in a manner which shows that they don't really believe, that they're not really sincere, that they're not really there. And therefore it is something which you can see apparently amongst them in terms of their actions. And that is why Allah Azza wa Jalla describes them when it comes to the most important pillar of Islam after the belief in Allah Azza wa Jalla, and that is the pillar of Salah. 5 times a day and night you will see them. But when they come to the salah, they come so in the most difficult way, lazy way, sluggish way. وَإِذَا قَامُوا إِلَى الصَّلَاةِ قَامُوا كُسَالَى. When they stand for the prayer, they stand out of laziness. They don't really want to worship Allah. They don't even believe in Allah Azza wa Jalla. But it's just to tick that box and to show that they're believing. And that is why the Prophet told us, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he described to us in a number of hadith the prayer of the munafiqeen. And from the prayer of the hypocrites is that they wait, for example, until the time of that salah is about to pass, it's about to finish, and then the couple of minutes before they will come and simply jump up and down, meaning they will pray, but so fast, it's like they're up and down, or like the hadith says, like a chicken that pecks on the ground, so fast, because of the couple of minutes that they have left. That is from the salah of the hypocrites. And so the believer therefore is being told that we, when we pray, it shouldn't be like that. We shouldn't be sluggish, we shouldn't be lazy, we shouldn't be hasting our salah. We shouldn't be delaying our salah until there's only a few minutes left because we're busy with something else, preoccupied with other things. That is not from the characteristics of the believer. Because when you attach importance to something and you know its value, then you will give to it your full attention. You will give to it its due attention because you know of its importance. But when it's not important to you, when you don't really attach any value to it, that is when you become heedless regarding it, or you become lackadaisical regarding it. And so therefore Allah Azza wa Jalla describes the hypocrites in that manner. They don't really believe, they don't really want to pray, they don't really want to be part of the Muslim community, but it's just that they're looking for their benefits, as Allah Azza wa Jalla mentioned in those previous verses that we took in the last episode. They're looking at, where do I get benefit from? And when the Muslims are strong, and when the Muslims have wealth, and when the Muslims are in power, they know that it's something which will benefit them in some way or another. So they seek to come close. So that means that they have to show a level of Islam, apparently, openly. And so they will come and they will pray, but they pray in this manner. Allah Azza wa Jalla says, يُرَاءُونَ النَّاسِ. They only do it to show off to the people. They're only praying to show to people that, look, we're Muslims too, we're praying as well. وَلَا يَذْكُرُونَ اللَّهَ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا. And they remember Allah Azza wa Jalla very little. And the sad fact is that unfortunately many Muslims today, you could describe them in this way. That if they pray, and that doesn't mean they're hypocrites, by the way, I'm not saying they're hypocrites, they are Muslims, but just because of the weakness of iman within them, that when it comes to salah, they're lazy. When it comes to salah, they delay it. When it comes to salah, they often do it if they're in the company of people who are praying, because they feel embarrassed and shy. If you happen to be in the masjid, you have to pray, you can't just sit there. But those people, if they weren't in the masjid for that prayer, they were at home, they wouldn't pray. So what does that mean? It means that they were praying not really for Allah Azza wa Jalla, more likely because of the people who are watching, more likely because it's embarrassing. And so people who don't pray, but if they come to the masjid because there's a nikah, they come to the masjid because there's a janazah prayer, and it's after one of the salahs now, you have to pray dhuhr or asr or maghrib, they're there in the masjid, they're going to pray, but they're not praying really all the time. And so that's something which is extremely dangerous, because it means that they remember Allah Azza wa Jal very little. In verse 143, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then says, مُذَبَذَبِينَ بَيْنَ ذَٰلِكَ لَا إِلَٰهَ أُولَاءِ وَلَا إِلَٰهَ أُولَاءِ وَمَنْ يُضْلِلِ اللَّهُ فَلَنْ تَجِدَ لَهُ سَبِيلًا. They are wavering all the time between this and that, belonging neither to one side nor to the other. If Allah leaves someone to stray, you will never find a way for him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that they're مُذَبْذَبِينَ. مُذَبْذَبِينَ means that they waver, that they're constantly changing. They're fluctuating between two states. They're fluctuating between iman and between disbelief. And they're fluctuating, therefore, between the two groups of people, the believers and the disbelievers. Sometimes they're here and sometimes they're there. And Allah Azza wa Jal, as we mentioned at the beginning of Surah Al-Baqarah, describes them in a lot of detail. They're those people that if they're with the believers, they say, Amanna, we believe. And when they're not with the believers, they make fun of them and they ridicule them. That's what they do. They essentially waver between these two groups of people, between iman and between disbelief, between the believers and disbelievers. And Allah Azza wa Jal says that this is their state. And so that is why anything which has this trait of wavering in this way between what is right and what is wrong, in Arabic language, linguistically, it is also a type of nifaq and hypocrisy. And that is why the Prophet ﷺ said, from the traits of hypocrisy is, for example, that a person, when they speak, they lie. When they promise, they break it. When they're given a trust, they are treacherous regarding it. That doesn't mean those people have left Islam or they're hypocrites, but it means they have the hypocrisy of action, the hypocrisy of statements, which is a lesser form of hypocrisy than the hypocrisy of belief, but it is also sinful and it is dangerous, because it is a stepping stone to the greater and major hypocrisy. So for example, the Muslim should always be truthful. So if the Muslim is speaking and is telling untruths, he's lying, then that's a type of hypocrisy. He's wavering between those two things, the way that he should be and the way that he shouldn't be, and he's wavering between them. The one who promises and they break their promise. They gave their word that they would do something, they break that promise. They're also wavering between those two states of the way that they should be and what they end up doing. And likewise, the one who's entrusted with something, they agree to look after someone's trust, and then they're treacherous. They break that trust. They're also wavering between those two states. And that is why it is called a type of hypocrisy. So the mu'min, the believer, is someone who's aware of this whole concept of hypocrisy and what it means and what it refers to, and they're constantly aware of this for themselves. And that is why amongst the companions, radiallahu anhum ajma'een, they were never people who took this for granted that they were believers. And that is why when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam mentioned to Hudhayfa radiallahu anhu the names of the hypocrites in Medina, because the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam was aware of who they were, but he left them to their devices and he judged them according to their open guise of Islam, so as not to cause more harm than good. But he was aware of them. And he mentioned them to Hudhayfa radiallahu anhu. Umar radiallahu anhu, as we know in the narration, came to Hudhayfa and he said, I ask you by Allah, did the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam mention me amongst the hypocrites? And Hudhayfa says, no. But look at how Umar radiallahu anhu, despite his Islam and Iman and Jihad and Ibadah and worship and everything else that he does, is still afraid for himself. And that's because the believer should always be constantly aware. And that is why the scholars say that it is the true believer who fears hypocrisy for themselves. And it is the hypocrite who doesn't fear hypocrisy. So it is a state of Iman that you never take your Iman for granted. That doesn't mean you go overboard, that you let Shaitan come and play with your mind, that every time you pray you think you didn't really pray correctly and then you go back. No. It means that you are just aware of your Iman, your belief in Allah Azza wa Jal, and you try to be someone who's always constantly following the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, especially when it comes to those things in which there are double standards. Like we gave the examples from the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then says in verse 144, giving a command to the believers, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا لَا تَتَّخِذُوا الْكَافِرِينَ أَوْلِيَاءَ مِن دُونِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ أَتُرِيدُونَ أَن تَجْعَلُوا لِلَّهِ عَلَيْكُمْ سُلْطَانًا مُبِينًا. O you who believe, do not take the disbelievers as allies and protectors instead of the believers. Do you want to offer Allah clear proof against you? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives this command to the believers, that these types of people, don't take them as your allies. Be aware of them and be cautious of them, because they have their own goals and they have their own objectives, and from those objectives is that they don't want you to be they want to undermine you in terms of your belief and in terms of your religion. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling the believers, for example, at the time of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, that they should be aware. And that is why the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam didn't place his judgments based upon those people. And that is why when they turned away, for example, at the Battle of Uhud, almost a third of the Muslim army leaves. Can you imagine how demoralizing that could be? How difficult that could be? How much it would weaken you? That a third of your number goes away on the morning of the battle, just turns away and goes back home. The Prophet ﷺ wouldn't let that change anything, because he knew the reality of those people and he knew what they were upon. And he's basing his judgments upon those people of Iman, those people who are the true believers with him from the companions رضي الله عنهم أجمعين. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in verse 145, speaking about therefore the punishment of the munafiqeen, the hypocrites, and the deserts, or the just deserts that they will receive on يوم القيامة. Allah عز وجل says, إِنَّ الْمُنَافِقِينَ فِي الدَّرْكِ الْأَسْفَلِ مِنَ النَّارِ وَلَن تَجِدَ لَهُمْ نَصِيرًا. The hypocrites will be in the lowest depths of hell, and you will find no one to help them. Allah Azza wa Jal, just as we have, as we know in Jannah, levels that ascend, darajat. We have levels that ascend, and the more that you do, and the better that you are, and the closer that you are to goodness, and to completeness in your iman and your religion, the higher your reward and station will be in Jannah. And there are numerous hadith, as we know, of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that speak about the levels of Jannah. And Allah Azza wa Jalla mentions it in the Quran, the darajat of Jannah. يَرْفَعِ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مِنْكُمْ وَالَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْعِلْمَ darajat. Allah raises those amongst you who have knowledge and those amongst you who have iman in levels. And that is why the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, just to give one example, said that it will be said to the one who's memorized the Quran, read, and with every single verse that you recite, you will ascend a level. There are many levels therefore in Jannah. And so that person continues to ascend in Jannah. Likewise, just as there are levels that ascend in Jannah, there are levels that descend in the fire. And that in Arabic is called darakat. So ascension is darajat, descension is darakat. And Allah Azza wa Jalla says concerning the hypocrites that they will be in the lowest of the levels of the fire. The lowest depths of the fire will be reserved for them. Why? Because their harm was greater, their evil was greater. The disbelievers, openly were disbelievers, it's known that they're disbelievers, but these people were trying to undermine Islam from within. They were pretending to be believers, whereas in reality they were disbelievers. And because of that extra level of deception, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will punish them in the severest of ways. And that is also from the ways that they think that they are deceiving Allah azza wa jal, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will turn the deception upon themselves. He will turn it upon themselves, because their punishment will be the grievous and worst of all punishments. إِنَّ الْمُنَافِقِينَ فِي الدَّرْكِ الْأَسْفَلِ مِنَ النَّارِ. They will be in the lowest depths of the fire. وَلَنْ تَجِدَ لَهُمْ نَصِيرًا. And you will find no one to help them. No one will come to their aid. No one will come to speak to them. And that is when some of the narrations that speak about يوم القيامة, when the people of Iman will see Allah Azza wa Jal, on that day they will fall into prostration. But the hypocrites, their backs will become like iron, like a sheet of iron or metal that will not allow them to bow or to prostrate. Because in the dunya, they didn't really bow to Allah Azza wa Jal. They didn't prostrate for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So on that day, they will also not be able to bow. And these are all different ways in which Allah Azza wa Jal will humiliate them on the day of judgment. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the next verse 146, He gives the exception to those people. From amongst them, there are those who make tawbah, turn to Allah Azza wa Jal and repent, accept Islam and be true in their Islam. For those people, they have, as always, the exception to the rule, and that is that anyone that makes tawbah, Allah Azza wa Jal forgives them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِلَّا الَّذِينَ تَابُوا وَأَصْلَحُوا وَاعْتَصَمُوا بِاللَّهِ وَأَخْلَصُوا دِينَهُمْ لِلَّهِ فَأُولَٰئِكَ مَعَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ وَسَوْفَ يُؤْتِ اللَّهُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ أَجْرًا عَظِيمًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, not so those who repent, mend their ways, hold fast to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and devote their religion entirely to Him. These will be joined with the believers, and Allah will give to the believers a mighty reward. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that from amongst them, that if they make tawbah, meaning that they accept Islam because they're hypocrites, they turn to Islam and they accept it, wa aslahu, and they mend their ways, meaning that they follow the religion of Allah Azza wa Jalla and the commandments of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. وَأَخْلَصُوا دِينَهُمْ لِلَّهِ أَصْلَحُوا, also mend their ways, meaning that their apparent state is like their inner state. Because the difference between the believer and the disbeliever, or the hypocrite rather, is the hypocrite shows one thing openly, conceals something else internally. The believer is the one who what they show openly is what they believe internally as well. So they mend their ways in that regard. وَأَعْتَصَمُوا بِاللَّهِ, and they hold on to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, meaning the religion of Allah azza wa jal, and the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the book of Allah azza wa jal and his revelation. وَأَخْلَصُوا دِينَهُمْ لِلَّهِ, and they make their religion sincerely for his sake. So essentially these people are making tawbah, and Allah azza wa jal then mentions the manner in which their tawbah would take, or the state of their tawbah, what fashion their tawbah should take, or what image, or if you like, what way it should be manifested. And that is that they should mend their ways by leaving off hypocrisy, follow and hold on to this religion and make it sincerely for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So essentially, they are true Muslims. They have truly become believers in Allah Azza wa Jalla. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَأُولَٰئِكَ مَعَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ, these are the people that will be joined with the believers. وَسَوْفَ يُؤْتِ اللَّهُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ أَجْرًا عَظِيمًا, and Allah says, and it is to these believers that Allah will give to a mighty reward. And look at how Allah Azza wa Jalla doesn't say that Allah will give to them, but He names them. They are with the believers, and to the believers Allah gives a mighty reward, to show and to highlight this principle that we have now mentioned a number of times, and that Allah Azza wa Jalla has established numerous times throughout the Quran. And that is that it is only the believers that will receive the reward of the hereafter. Only the believers. So no one can escape. No one can hide. No one can sneak their way in. That if they're surrounded by all of the believers, and there's like 100 or 1,000 of them, and it's one hypocrite, that they can just hide their way in, sneak their way in, no one will notice them. Rather, Allah Azza wa Jal will pick them out from even millions, and they will be extracted from that group. فَأُولَٰئِكَ مَعَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ, if they make tawbah, and they hold on to the religion of Allah Azza wa Jal, and they're sincere, and they mend and rectify their affairs, they are with the believers. And it is only to the believers that Allah Azza wa Jal gives the greatest of rewards. In the final verse in today's episode, and it is the final verse of the fifth juz of the Quran, Allah Azza wa Jal says in verse 147, مَا يَفْعَلُ اللَّهُ بِعَذَابِكُمْ إِن شَكَرْتُمْ وَآمَنْتُمْ وَكَانَ اللَّهُ شَاكِرًا عَلِيمًا. Why should Allah make you suffer torment if you are thankful and believe in Him? Allah always rewards gratitude, and He knows everything. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that Allah azza wa jal has no need to punish anyone. Allah does not benefit from the punishment of anyone, just as He does not benefit subhanahu wa ta'ala from the reward of anyone or the blessings that He gives to anyone. So therefore what we do, it is for us. If we do good and we are rewarded, it benefits us. And if we do evil and we are punished, it harms only us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not need to punish us, nor does Allah azza wa jal want to simply punish us for no reason. And that is why Allah Azza wa Jalla says that all of these threats of punishment that we find within the Quran, that the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mentioned in his Sunnah, for the disbelievers, it is because of their actions and because of their disbelief. مَا يَفْعَلُ اللَّهُ بِعَذَابِكُمْ, why would Allah wish to punish you? إِن شَكَرْتُمْ وَآمَنْتُمْ, if you believe and if you have gratitude and thanks to Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. And that shows that these people who believe in Allah Azza wa Jal, fulfill the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, stay away from the major sins, as is established in the Sunnah, Allah Azza, and in the Quran also, Allah Azza wa Jal will forgive them. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will shower His mercy and reward upon them. However, if they don't have iman, or they have iman, but they commit the major sins, they open up themselves to the threat of that punishment from Allah Azza wa Jal as a result of their actions. And that is why the Hadith al-Qudsi, the Prophet told us sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that Allah Azza wa Jal says that these are only your deeds. I simply record them for you. So whoever finds good, let them thank Allah and praise Him. And whoever finds other than that, then let them not blame anyone except themselves. And Allah Azza wa Jal then concludes this verse by saying, وَكَانَ اللَّهُ شَاكِرًا عَلِيمًا, Allah Azza wa Jal is a shakir or a shakur. And that is the one that is constantly rewarding, constantly grateful for those people to do good, grateful in the sense that Allah Azza wa Jalla rewards them with good. That is the gratitude that Allah Azza wa Jalla shows, and it is from His blessing subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah Azza wa Jalla doesn't have to reward, but Allah Azza wa Jalla not only rewards the good that you do, He multiplies the reward for you. And not only that, but Allah Azza wa Jal also expiates your sins and changes those sins into good deeds when you make tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is the meaning of a shakir or a shakur, the one who shows that type of goodness to those who worship Him subhanahu wa ta'ala, and He is alima, all-knowing of everything, knowing the reality of people's situations and that which they control and conceal in their hearts. And with that, inshallah ta'ala, we come to the end of today's episode. Barakallahu feekum wa sallallahu ala nabiyyina Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.